Jim, two very good friends of us in the studio right now. Australia's... Actually, you know what? Let me get a bit of this. Ready?
Inspirational music.
That's better.
Two of Tasmania's premier golfers.
Absolute heroes.
Not here to chat about that, but I just want people to know.
Two of Australia's best golfers aren't here. Australia's toughest half marathon, the Knight Frank Point to Pinnacle. Of course, takes runners all the way from Hobart foreshore up the summit of Kunai Mount Wellington. And please welcome the race directors, friends of ours, golfing partners, Tim Smith and Kim Gillard. Boys, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Timmy, we'll start with you, mate. Point to Pinnacle. Now, this is something that Jimmy and I have been wanting to do for a few years now, but there's been a few things that haven't worked in our favour. We've either been away or we've had something on, but this year...
Cancelled last year.
Cancelled last year. Timmy, this year, we have made a promise to both you and Kim that we are doing it this year.
Woohoo! That's new music to our ears.
It's music. It won't be music to our ears. So it'll hurt, but have started.
Nate's already injured himself. Physio said he needs to stop running.
Well, I mean, Kimbo, I mean, you've been running your whole life and you're a very, very good runner at the ripe old age of 32, 33? Yeah.
33.
And so, Kim,
older than me.
Yeah, as somebody who knows a lot about running, I'm just going to explain to you what I've been doing and you can tell me everything that I've done wrong. So I haven't run in a very, very long time. And then about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I started running and I did 10K, 12K, 12K, 14K consecutive days. And then...
Also training legs at the gym.
Yeah.
Doing F45.
Yeah. And then I woke up the fifth morning and could not walk and have been going to physio for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds like my program. So did I set you that? But that's pretty much what I do and get injured. So
yeah,
not a good way to start, especially for Point to Pinnacle with only 5 weeks away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people... the thing is, I have been out trying to do a little bit of running, which we have spoken about on the show. And I have seen a lot of people out, Tim, doing a lot of training, which I can only assume is for Point to Pinnacle, be they walking or be they running. Have you guys noticed this as well?
Yeah, it always happens leading into Point to Pinnacle. We see a lot more people up the mountain and a lot more groups of people as well. Really does bring people together to get out there and enjoy their running and hopefully not smash themselves like you have and cram it all into a 5-day period to get ready.
Yeah, it's not the smartest. Even Jimmy's like, mate, you've got to stop.
Yeah, stop. I was like, mate, you can just relax. You don't need to pound the pavement so hard. How are registrations going? What are the numbers at? Do you have anything?
Yeah, we're over 3,200. So,
wow.
2019 we had 4,300-ish. But this year, obviously, a lot of the mainlanders aren't able to come. We had about 800 or 900 mainlanders then, and this year we've got a couple of hundred, and we've refunded quite a few already from New South Wales, Victoria. But we've only got about 40 spots left in the pub.
Wow.
And the Pinnacle's up to around 2,100. So we're hoping we can get to about 2,500 in the Pinnacle, and that'd be a real win for us. It'd only be 500 down on 2019, and that's without the 800 or 900 mainlanders here. So this year in particular, if you haven't entered, it's a chance to enter because it's often sold out by the end of August, and we didn't open until the 1st of September, so we entered later and there's more spots available. So Tasmanians, get out there and register and be a part of a great event.
Absolutely. And if you wanted to, pointtopinnacle.com.au is where you go. Tim just mentioned it there, but Kim, can you explain the difference between, obviously there's Point to Pinnacle, but then as you just said, Tim, there's Point to Pub as well. What's the difference between those two, Kim?
So the Point to Pub starts at the same place down at Rest Point, and it's exactly 10K to Ferntree Tavern.
Okay.
So, it's still all uphill, so it's still quite a challenge. But the great thing about the pub is that when you finish at the pub, you can actually see the Pinnacle. So that's a sort of stepping stone to the Pinnacle to the following year. So it's a great way to get into it, but still, it's still a challenge.
Yeah, wow.
If you are listening to the show, like Nathan and I, we are going to do it. We've committed. I'll carry Nath up that hill if I need to.
Mm.
But if you are listening, get involved. I know so many people. I know, you boys are probably the same because, I mean, you're the directors. You chat to so many people who've always thought about doing it, but they've never done it. Have you boys found that?
Yeah. I get a lot of people in the shop talking about it, asking what their event is, like, are they going to do it? And they often say, oh, I don't like hills. And my comment is always, there's no hills in it, there's only one. So, But yeah, a lot of people say they want to do it, and so this year, get out and do it while you can. There's still entries available.
Now, Tim, the other thing I love about this thing is you don't have to run it. I mean, obviously, a lot of people do run it, but a lot of people just walk it as well, which is just as important achievement for those people who can obviously different abilities, but people can walk the Point to Pinnacle as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a big attraction of the event. It brings people from all walks of life, and it's not just a running event. It's there for people and community, and brings people for all different reasons as well. And the walk is actually really difficult. You're out there for longer and you fatigue, and that last part of the race is just as difficult as it is for the runners. So it's a lot of hard work, but it's a lot of fun as well. You're talking to people all the way up in the walk, and the runners come running past you and you get to cheer them on, and the camaraderie and all that up there is really, really great.
It's just special. Like there's no other place in Australia where there's just a mountain sitting in the backyard.
No, that's right.
You know what I mean? Like Melbourne doesn't have it. Sydney doesn't have it. You know what I mean? That it just doesn't exist. And yeah, even if you're walking up, that's special looking back into town.
It really, really is.
And speaking of special, I've got here over the last 9 years, collectively raised $1,939,588. Again, a range
phenomenal,
of charities,
boys,
and foundations. Yep. And this year's event hopefully cracked the 2 mil.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're getting close to that now, and obviously with our partnership with Movember.
Tommy Windsor and the Mobart Mobros.
Tommy Windsor and the Mobart Mobros always do a fantastic job, and generally they've been raising over $100,000 annually. So hopefully this year we crack that $2 million and keep on going with that every year. I think it's a great part of what the event is.
You know, I just realised we have these boys are friends of ours. We played plenty of golf with them. Actually, I don't know what Nathan and I are doing, but these boys are playing golf.
They're actual golfers,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, I've never actually. Do you guys run it? Do you do it? Are you organising it? I've never asked.
No, we just. There's no way we can run.
Do it because you've got so much stuff to do.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Well, final question before we let you go, Kimbo and Tim. Just a piece of advice, just one piece of advice from both of you, because Jimmy and I have never done this before. We are very excited. We are going to do it together. We'll probably get some shorts. Maybe we'll do it in our budgies or something like that. We'll figure something out.
A warm summer's day.
Which I'll get over very, very quickly. But Jim will be there. He'll be pushing me from behind, getting me up that mountain. You have promised me that I will get up that mountain. So Jim will, because Jimmy is a very good runner. He's been running his whole life, so he's much better at it than I am. So we will be doing
it
together.
Haven't done much training, I'll say. But yeah,
but you don't need to. You know, and I hate you for that. But final piece of advice, Kim, Tim, we do want to get up this mountain. Anything for us, Kimbo?
Well, right now I'd stay off the hills. Like, just stay on the flat.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't go downhill. That's going to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you just got to help each other on the day.
Okay. You know what I reckon as well? A good pair of shoes. Do you know any places we can get a good pair of shoes?
Yeah, might be able to find a pair of shoes here.
What about you, Smith? This piece of advice?
Drag your friends along. It really helps when you've got someone else to do it with. If you're not a runner and you haven't done it before, it really helps to have someone to go along and have a conversation with, and that really helps you enjoy the day.
Absolutely. Well, boys, Tim, Kim, race directors, Point to Pinnacle, we love you both. This is awesome. Make sure you get your registrations in, guys. Not long left. Pointtopinnacle.com.au. Timmy, Kimbo, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.